Florida led the fight against the Affordable Care Act. The legal fight may have ended with the Supreme Court ruling the law constitutional, but state officials have continued raising objections. Just earlier this month, as open enrollment approached, Governor Scott deemed it inappropriate to have navigators, people hired to assist others in finding their way through the state health insurance exchanges, from working at state health department facilities. But a few counties pushed back, including Miami-Dade and Broward. Kristen Jacobs is the mayor of Broward County.
Well, we have 392,000 people in Broward County alone who are either uninsured or underinsured. And the idea that we would not be able to reach out to them and bring them into the dignity of health care to be able to see a doctor when they first start to feel sick, or maybe even when they don't feel sick. Maybe they just go for checkups. This is a healthy, great direction for us to go. And to know that we were being banned from sharing information about this opportunity that could change so many lives in a very facility dedicated to health made no sense to me. We decided that we own the facilities and the governor can't tell us what we can do there, and we are going to reach out to as many people as possible, both through that facility and through all county facilities and every other opportunity we have to get the word out.
Talk us through the process. Once you made the decision to go against the state directive and allow the navigators into the Broward County Health Department facilities, did you first call the county attorney and see if it could be done?
You bet. The county attorney's office is always our first stop to say, well, gee, we don't like this, but we have an idea of what we could do about it. How does this all shake out? And so a quick review of the county's lease that is in place with the state yielded the information that we can basically dictate what it is we want to do on our premises. And so that was basically it. Once we had the green light there, the item went on the agenda. And as you saw, it was an 8-1 vote. And the commission members very passionate and eager to speak out for the needs of South Florida residents.
After you spoke with the county attorney and put the item on the agenda, did you call the state health department and let them know that this may happen?
No, we didn't.
Have you talked to anybody from the state after this decision?
You know, following our decision, there was a statement that was released that was so factually off base that it kind of shut down conversation. The statement that was released that was said, it said in a setting precedent that the county commission had moved to allow navigators into the facilities, which wasn't true because the state had already negotiated a similar deal with Pinellas County. So obviously we weren't setting precedent. So the first three words of their statement were incorrect. And then finally they went on to worry about privacy issues. And as we all know, the state passed legislation this past March that allowed the state to weigh in and set the criteria for navigators, and they have neglected to do that. So if the state truly had concerns about privacy, then they would have acted already, and they haven't. And so, you know, that's why I say it's a smokescreen. The issues of privacy, the training that navigators get, some of these navigators are going to be including county employees and county facilities that will be using every way that we can to help get the word out. At the end of the day, pointing people to healthcare.gov is the smartest thing that we can do. And, you know, and to the degree to which the state shut down the ability for navigators to go into these facilities, they didn't stop there. They went a step further and said, you know, those brochures that you have that we already know what their content says, we're not even going to allow you to put those out on the counter. We're going to compel you to hide them in out of sight, and only if someone, a patient, comes in and asks for them, only in that situation will we allow you to hand them out. To me, that's just mean-spirited. It's hurtful to the people of Broward County, and I just felt like we could not stand by and let that happen. This is not about politics. It's about what's hurting our citizens and what we need to do to help them find health care.
As you know, some in the state have expressed concerns about privacy working with the navigators. What kind of assurances do you have that those privacy concerns can be put aside?
Well, first of all of these, the navigators have contracts with the federal government. They've had training. The navigator, for example, in Broward County is the Epilepsy Foundation. The work that they're doing to help push people toward information begins and ends there. They are trained to be able to share information about the different plans, and then it's up to the person to choose which plan they want. It's important to understand that many people who will now be eligible for insurance have never had it in their lives, and they don't understand the system. They don't know where to go, and that's what the navigators are there to do.
We're speaking with the mayor of Broward County. Kristen, any estimate on what Broward County spends on uninsured health care?
I don't have those estimates now in front of me, but I will tell you that It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that health care delivered on the front end before you're ill is significantly cheaper to government and to all taxpayers than that which is delivered in an emergency situation at the hospital. So getting people the help that they need, the coverage that they need, is really, really important to Broward County. It is important to all taxpayers to minimize our costs and to make sure that we have healthy people in our county.
Finally, I do want to mention the politics here. You're of one political persuasion, but the mayor of Miami-Dade County is of the other political persuasion. But you seem to agree on this issue by allowing these federally contracted navigators onto the grounds of county health departments against the directive of the state. What do you think that says?
You know, listen, when someone's ill and they go to the doctor, does the doctor ask them what party they're from? Of course not. Party is not an issue here. There are those that are making this into a political issue. But both Carlos Jimenez and I and other leaders around this state know that healthy people reduces our cost to government. It's a better society. We all want happy, healthy families in our communities. And we know that starts with helping them find insurance and finding the information that they need. This is absolutely not a partisan issue.